You. Yeah, you. Come here. You know you can't be out there with the undead on the loose. I'm gonna try to get a radio signal to find help out there. Almost found something. Oh, I got it. You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Oh, and check that door. Yeah, keep it locked.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTCPainInfo. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, February 4th, Black History Month kickoff lecture with guest speaker Pierce Freeland at 7 p.m. in Hunt Union Ballroom. On Thursday, February 5th, join the art gallery reception at 5 p.m. in Fine Arts for two new exhibitions in the Martin Muller Gallery and the Project Space Gallery. On Friday, February 6th, join WONY for their interest meeting at 3 p.m. in Union Square. Watch women's basketball as they take on Fredonia at 5:30 p.m. in Dewar Arena at Alumni Fieldhouse. Then stay after for men's basketball versus Fredonia at 7:30 p.m. in Dewar Arena at Alumni Fieldhouse. Club Chuck happening in Hunt Union from 7 to 11 p.m., including activities such as laser tag, paint a vinyl record, and a silent disco. On Saturday, February 11th, see Planetarium show Cultures in the Cosmos from 10:30 to 11:15, or The Sky Tonight from 11:30 to 12:15 in the Perna Science Planetarium Room 018A. Tickets available online. Watch the wrestling quad match versus Ithaca, Williams, and Wesleyan starting at 1 p.m. in Chase Gym. Watch women's basketball versus Buffalo State starting at 2 p.m. in Dewar Arena in Alumni Fieldhouse. And afterwards, catch men's basketball also versus Buffalo State at 4 p.m. in Dewar Arena at Alumni Fieldhouse. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Stay warm out there.
Good evening, everyone. Hello, hello. Let me just do a couple more things real quick.
Yo, 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 yo.
Perfect. All right. Everyone, welcome to Leaves in a Bag. I'm your co-host, Nate, and I'm joined with my other co-host.
I'm Jesse, and we're also here with a guest today.
Hey, what's up, guys? Name's Brady.
Brady's our friend who we've known for like over a year now.
Yeah.
Year and a half, and he's training on our show today, but we're also going to yap and play some fun music today.
Yeah, we're going to switch up the usual schedule, where we're just kind of going to yap and play music in whatever order we feel like. I don't think we're really going to do an hour of talking, an hour of music. I think we're just going to cycle through both.
Yeah, just we'll be like, hey, like, it's time to play a song. And we're going to play a song. And then when it's time to talk, we're going to talk.
Yeah, so I do have something I want to open up speaking with.
Yeah, go for it. Let's hear
it. Which is that I feel like I'm in an alternate dimension right now.
Yeah.
Like, Before we had to come into the studio, I took a nap because we were up incredibly late last night, and we had to be up early because we went to the planetarium show on campus in Perna, mm-hmm. which was awesome.
It was very cool.
It was really cool. But I woke up from a nap and I couldn't find my AirPod case, and I started tweaking out. And then right before we leave, Jesse comes into my room and he finds it.
And it's just sitting there right on his dresser.
It's sitting there right on my dresser. But I had an AirPod in my ear beforehand.
Like while he was looking for it.
While I was looking for them. And I'm like, fine, I can't find it. Like, whatever. Like, it's just life. Like, I'll deal with it later. I put my AirPod just on my desk. And I go downstairs to tell Jesse. I'm like, hey, like, I have all my stuff. Like, I'll find it later. We'll go. And Jesse's like, we'll look one last time.
Because my car had to warm up.
So dude comes upstairs, finds my AirPod case, and my AirPod is in the case. And I start freaking out because I'm like, this is not the dimension I was just in.
Like this means that Nate, in his frenzy, took his AirPod out of his ear, found the case, put it in the case, and then put it back down with no memory of
with no recollection of it.
Or he's in an alternate dimension. Which I do think, like, sometimes that happens. Like, you'll see something and you're like, what? That's never been like that. And then everyone around you is like, dude, yes, it has. And it's like, no, it hasn't.
Yeah. There's so many moments. I feel like that happens a decent amount of times where, especially when people say stuff, I think it's the most clear, like, with people speaking.
Well, yeah.
Sometimes people will say something and I'm like, that's not a phrase. Like, I've never heard that before. And then everyone else is like, nah, that's a phrase. I've heard that before. I'm like, what world are we living in?
It's like that effect. What's it called? Like, you know, like the thing where
the Mandela
effect. Yeah, Mandela effect.
Yeah. It is kind of like the Mandela effect.
Yeah. Or it's just like gaslighting pretty much, but
it's like,
the same thing.
We actually, last weekend, we had to play, we were playing Monopoly all together. And then we don't play board games a lot together, but we started doing it more like this semester, like as a house and with our friends, just to like be more active in doing stuff.
Also, board games are fun.
Board games are fun. And it's immediately started out with, like, we were literally still rolling the dice to see who goes first. And then, our roommate, Shimmy, which, like, at this point, like, I don't even know it's true, but all of us did see the same thing. But yeah. He rolled the same amount as me. So we were like, to see who's gonna go first, like, okay, it's either you or me. Let's do like a Beyblade battle, like a roll off. Who, like, I'll go, you go. I rolled my dice, I rolled like a 4. He rolled it, he rolled a 2. So then I take the dice, like, okay, I'm going first. And then he's like, what are you talking about?
He was like, I didn't roll that dice, you rolled it. You rolled both dice.
And we're like, Shimmy, you just rolled the dice. And he's like, what? And then we all just like started freaking out.
Didn't he say you had 2 dies, I had 1? As if there's 3 dies, there's only 2 dies.
I don't know, but it was funny. And then after, like, because we like started all like screaming at each other, like, we're like, no, like, oh, blah, blah. And then after that, me and Shimmy just went to each other. We had a heart to heart. We're like, dude, miscommunication. We're like, yeah, miscommunication. And then it was fun, but it was just funny.
I will say it was really funny because, like, Monopoly is a game that tears, like, you are like, I'm going to tear your throat out to get your property. Like, Monopoly is
similar to real
life.
Yeah.
And it's just so funny that we started the game immediately screaming at each other.
Yeah. Like, well, it didn't even start. Like, the game, we were still deciding to see who goes first, which was just really funny.
There's nothing on the line. It was just straight up like,
it was just like, he would go in 2 turns, or I would go in like 3. Like, it wasn't a big deal.
I'm still convinced he was doing a bit. There's no way that was true.
He was genuine.
He
was
100%. He threatened to quit the game because he thought we were all crazy.
Yeah.
He thought we were all crazy.
Yeah. Which is okay. Shout out, Shimmy. We love you. It's okay. Things happen. Nate, it just happened to Nate. Like,
it just happened.
Sometimes it just happens. Like, Nyakot. You've been to Nyakot. You know how there's like that's a bagel store back at our place, by the way, which you've had.
Yeah, very good. Go hop out to Nyak Bagels.
Yeah, if you want.
If you want.
Huh.
But it is like really delicious.
Yeah, it's really good. But there's like a glass thing of like that they have all like the cream, like the specialty cream cheeses and like the lox and all this like stuff.
All the spreads.
Yeah. And my whole life, like I swear my entire life, the labels for them were red. Like, so it would be like the red label was like, oh, this is the Novalox cream cheese or whatever. Mm. You know what I mean? Which is like, it's not a big deal, but one day I walk in, they're green, which is like, whoa, new update. Why is this green? Like, it's just different, which like they could have easily just like swapped them out. But then I forget who I was there with, but I'm like, whoa, look, like new labels, they're green. And they're like, they've always been green. And I'm like, you cannot convince me they have always been green.
They were red. They were red.
They were red. Because, like, I started freaking out and, like, we're, like, arguing about it. And then I, like, looked up Nyakot and I was, like, scrolling on it for images till I could find, like, an old one of it with, like, the red labels. And I was like, whew.
Yeah, I remember the red labels being there. Because, dang. Like, I didn't go to Nyakot as often as you did because I was, like, a David's guy, which is, like, where we're from, there's, like, two bagel stores pretty much. There's Nyakot and there's David's. And,
yeah.
You know, people argue about all the time, like, which one's the better one. Yeah. So I was a David's guy. So, but the times I was in Nyakot, I remember the labels being red.
Yeah. What's, like, your bagel store? Is it the one that you took us to? Is that, like, your bagel store?
I live across the street from... I'm like, in the radius. Bagels are very big on Long Island. I'm from Long Island. I only started doing, like, breakfast sandwiches, like, very recently. And I actually...
Okay.
Going up back to the Lox. Lox is called?
Yeah.
I didn't know what that was until, like, last year, which is, like, kind of really? A sin, I feel like. Like, that's kind of crazy. I still have yet to have it, but... we have, I think it's called South Shore Bagels, and then we have Seaford Bagels.
Which one's the one that we went to?
We went to Seaford Bagels.
Like the pink and blue?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're all really, you can't really go wrong. Like, we got a lot of good bagel places.
I don't think you could go wrong, like, between Nyakot and David's Bagels, but, like, they're just better in different ways.
Yeah.
I feel like.
I will say, I think the Nyakot bagel... is the superior. It's like a... It's like
as a bagel.
It's almost a perfect bagel.
I did like it better than Seaford Bagels. I prefer the one... The other one, the South Shore Bagels, like literally like a minute away from my house, like a walk there. So it's like, it's just more convenient.
It's what... Yeah.
Yeah, it's just... It's nice.
Which at the end of the day, like that's how it is. Like most people who are like, oh, David's is better. It's just because they've gone to David's their whole life. And people who are like, Nyakot's better.
It's because they live closer.
Though, this is why I like where I live. I almost live equidistant. Like almost. Like David's... It's probably like an extra minute drive.
But it's mainly just because you get stuck at a light, I'd say.
It's still timed the same.
It is still timed, yeah.
Because like there's there's one light to get to. Well, there's really only, well, it's technically two. I don't know. I'm arguing semantics in my head.
Yeah, you're arguing semantics. Well, it's two lights to get to Nyakot, but it's one light to get to
David's. But also.
Well, no, David's would also be two lights.
There's no lights. What are you talking about? You guys make this up.
There's zero lights.
There's zero lights.
But there's also stop signs on the way to David's.
Yes.
But, like, stop signs, like you know, that doesn't change much. It's, like, 2 seconds.
Yeah.
If there's no cars.
Yeah, like, you're stopping for, like, a second, 2 seconds.
Well, legally, 3 seconds. I take full 3 second stops at stop signs, as everybody should.
Oh, I thought it was... I was told two.
I'm pretty sure, like, in the... Like, didn't we have to take a test to get a license
or
something?
Yeah, permit test. Yeah.
Yeah, like a written test?
A written test for your permit. That's for your permit.
Yeah, I don't think they actually ask any questions. It's just all about, like, you know, like, DUIs and, like, that type of stuff. Like,
like, road signs. Your permit exam is a written thing.
Yeah, wasn't it like, how long do you stop at a stop sign? Or, like, can you be, like, can you rolling stop?
Yeah, there's a lot of questions.
But I was, like, I did drive, like, I had, like, a driving instructor, like, I went to, like, driving school, quote, unquote, and I remember being told 2 seconds.
Wow.
So I always do 2 seconds.
Did you go to driving school?
I did, like, driver's ed in my high school, but that was after I did the permit test, and I don't think they discussed it, like, how long quantitatively.
They were never like, hey, stop for this long.
Well, because I guess, like, in theory, the whole point of a stop sign is you just need to stop.
Yeah, complete
like,
stop.
The act
is what
of
I was
stopping takes 2 to 3
seconds. I was told, like, complete stop, like, car is stationary. That's how I was raised.
Yeah, because it's, like, as opposed to a rolling
stop.
Yeah,
except, yeah. Like, yeah, when I was practicing, when I would practice with my dad, I would never go do a rolling stop. I would have to, like, go
stop.
To a complete stop. And I obviously still do that now, but it's, like, you know.
I can't picture you driving.
I don't know. Do it.
I will. I'm trying.
Oh, Brady at the wheel. Brady at the wheel. Brady at the wheel.
That's just a nightmare.
I have a very clean driving record, actually.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Zero times pulled over.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, knock on wood. I've also been pulled over 0 times.
So. Heck yeah. Wow. Look at this. Have you guys had... Wait, is there a correlation? Have you guys ever had cavities before?
Yes. No. Yes, I have.
Oh. No. Me neither. Nice. No cavities.
That's what happens when you go to David's Bagels.
Yeah, you get cavities.
Yeah.
I had a lot of
big
cavities.
Big David guy over here.
You had a lot? Like, how many?
I think I hit
like six.
Yeah, probably five.
No more.
Six. Five, six.
Okay.
I could text my mom and ask right now because she would know the number off the top of her head.
Really?
Probably.
I feel like if I was a parent and like my kid was 20 and they had cavities when they were like 6 to 7, I wouldn't know how many cavities that they had.
Well, because like my older sister, I think my older sister was pretty good. Like she didn't really, I don't think she had many cavities if she even had any. But me and my younger sister, I feel like we had them all the fucking time.
Yeah, probably had them a lot.
Yeah, I probably had them a lot.
That's okay.
I never had any cavities, but I was like a rare case. I had multiple of my teeth pulled, because my baby teeth just like wouldn't leave my mouth for some reason.
What?
They were like, nah, bro, like I'm staying in. So I would have to go to the dentist like multiple times when I was like in middle school and just get them pulled to like, and at one point I had to get like a surgery. This is low-key too in depth, I feel like. But, like, they had to, like, put a chain in it to, like, bring it into the right spot. I had, like, crazy teeth growing up.
Like, how crazy?
Like, pretty crazy.
I mean, like, I also had teeth pulled when I was younger.
It stinks, man. It's the bottom ones, like, the big roots. Bro, it's really, that's probably one of the most painful.
I had a tooth pulled when I was, I want to say 7, I think. I had a tooth pulled.
Yeah.
I'd say. Which is, like, fine. I don't remember the actual tooth pulling experience. What I remember is like just waking up from surgery, you could say, I guess.
Oh,
like,
you went under for it?
I don't think I went under, but like I had like
laughing gas or whatever.
Laughing gas or something, yeah.
So I never got to really experience that.
I remember like waking up from the thing and like my mouth was really swollen and like I couldn't talk and it was painful. And my mom was just like, you could go home, like you could eat. I think like I was allowed to eat like ice cream.
Yeah, yeah.
So like I got ice cream and I played Club Penguin. I think
that's awesome. That's
nice. On what?
Club Penguin on what? Like on a laptop? On a computer?
Oh, okay, I had it on DS. So I was curious.
I was playing like the actual Club Penguin, like not any of the.
Oh
spin-offs.
Yeah, like not the fake.
When I got my teeth pulled, very fun subject. I think there was like a needle they stick in, right? Like a Novocaine.
It
or something.
Hurts it, so bad.
They put like a numbing gel on it.
Yeah.
There's like a lot of numbing process. There's like 3 or 4 different things they do. It's crazy. But have you guys been under anesthesia before?
No.
Once. When I got my wisdom teeth removed, I was put under.
Oh, I don't even know about that. I'm sure there's some sort of path waiting for me with wisdom teeth down the line.
You don't have your wisdom teeth removed?
I don't even know. Like, I don't even know who to talk to about that.
Your dentist. Like.
Yeah, you have to talk to your dentist about it, and if they think you have to get them removed, then you have to talk
to I remember him
surgeon.
Saying it was fine. I don't know. But I remember the one time I was on anesthesia when I was little, I immediately woke up, worst like taste you ever imagine in your mouth. Like, Nate, do you remember like when you wake up from anesthesia, like how bad your mouth tastes?
I think my mouth was hella dry. Like
yeah,
I was
yeah.
in desperate need of water.
Exactly.
And it was like the worst taste in the back of my
exactly.
mouth.
Exactly. And that's where I'm going with this. I wake up immediately, like, I'm so thirsty. The like nurse comes in, cookies and apple juice.
Okay.
So much apple juice.
How much apple juice?
Like, you can't even like count it on fingers how much apple juice. And
but in what unit?
Who knows? she's the nurse, not me. So
that's true.
I'm like fourth grade at this point, mm-hmm. and I immediately just start guzzling down the apple juice. And then I put that one cookie in, and then I just immediately throw up all over the place, like straight after surgery, like literally like 30 seconds after surgery.
Awesome.
And I just guzzled more apple juice. Like,
guzzled.
Guzzled.
Like guzzled, you know.
You're like Guzzlord.
I was going to make that
Pokemon
joke.
Reference.
I was going to make that joke. BB2.
I had my wisdom teeth removed going, like summer going into like freshman year of college. And it was a nightmare experience. I didn't get put under. So first of all, like the shots that they had to put into my mouth were like, I've never been in more like uncontrollable pain before, if that makes sense. Like I literally, like my body was shaking and I couldn't stop it. Like it was just like, it was so painful. I don't know. It freaked me out. So like my mouth is numb now. And then I'm like, okay, wait, I think I need, like, the gas or something. Because, like, I just can't be here for that. Like, it's freaking me out. They're like, okay, time to go in there. And they have, like, a bazooka, like, pointed at my mouth pretty much. I'm just like, I'm not going to survive this. Like,
this
can I have gas? And they're like, yeah, sure. And then I put in like headphones and I'm listening to Soak Eye by Gorillaz, if you guys know that
song. Great song.
It's a great song. But you know how it's like kind of an eerie song?
Yeah.
Like it'll go like, whoa, wow. That started right as, like, I didn't like fall asleep or anything. Right as like, one, the laughing gas is coming into effect and they start sawing my mouth. And I just, like, it freaked me out so much. I was awake for the... I remember what it feels like to get my wisdom teeth removed. That, which is just not an experience that I want to have. Like, I remember them just, like... So, like, the top ones, they literally were just, like, in there with, like, a metal thing. Like popped it out. Like, just really quickly. Wow. Like, it was insane. But then these back ones...
The bottom ones.
Yeah, because I got all four removed. They had to, like, saw it into multiple pieces.
The one that, like, the long roots are so painful.
Oh, my God.
And, like, I don't know if he showed you the teeth after. Mm-mm. But, like, when I got my teeth removed, like, there were still baby teeth at the point. So I'm sure, like, the adult teeth would have been, like, way bigger.
Yeah.
But it was, like, actually, it was, like, crazy. It was, like, unfathomably large root.
Yeah. It goes so deep. And, like, they literally, the guy sawed a piece of my tongue off a little bit. Like, the side of it. Like, not like, oh, I'm missing tongue. But, like, there was, like, I was, like, gushing blood out of the side of my tongue. And that was, like, the worst part of the healing process. Like, my teeth, it was painful. But my tongue was, like, it was just a nightmare experience.
Well, I will say, like, a weird feeling that I've had because I've had to, like, is, okay, this is going to sound weird. But just catch my drift.
Okay.
When you can't feel your tongue, that might be one of the worst sensations ever. Because it feels like you lose a large control over your speech, but also just like I'm scared to like bite. I'm scared to like move my teeth and stuff. Cause I cannot feel where my tongue is at all. Like I'm just like if I'm biting into this food and I, you know, bite through my tongue, like I won't know because I can't feel it. And I think that is like that's one of the worst feelings you could possibly have.
I could get behind that too.
I'm okay with that take. Like, I wouldn't say the worst sensation ever. Like, probably like any form of torture without getting too much into it would be worse.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
that's not your tongue.
Can be pretty bad. Like,
yeah,
you use it for like taste.
Well, that's psychological torture, I guess.
You could probably combine the two. Like, let's say we want to torture Nate. We know how to now.
Yeah, that's just one of the remove feeling from his tongue.
He just exposed that to everybody.
We should just bring him to the dentist.
Yeah,
Get some teeth pulled. Have to numb him in the process.
Numb his tongue.
Please don't pull any of my teeth. They won't grow back now.
That's okay. You could get like really cool gold teeth.
I don't know if I want that though.
Why not?
Why is it always gold? Like, I feel like we could be doing more with that.
Because we really cared silver about now. Gold back in the day.
We did.
I think nowadays it's like a silvery.
Yeah, I've seen both. Can they do like ones that actually just look like teeth too? Like just like a normal like white teeth?
Yeah.
But, well, first off, the only reason I wouldn't want gold is like I don't wear that much gold jewelry.
Bro's a pirate, you know?
I don't wear that much
gold
jewelry.
You can't argue when I argue.
He said pirate. If someone says pirate, you're legally obligated to argue.
Maybe that's true.
Anyways, I don't wear that much gold jewelry, so yeah. I wouldn't want gold teeth.
That's fair. So would you get would you get black teeth?
Hell no. I'd get silver, and I'd start wearing more silver jewelry.
You wear black jewelry, though.
Most of the time, yeah. Like all my earrings and stuff are black jewelry. And my nose piercing is black, but I wear...
Why black jewelry?
I don't know. I kind of like the aesthetic of black jewelry. Well, also, both my parents have nose piercings, and they both have it as black rings. Although I think my mom switched it to silver recently.
Wait, your dad has?
No, my stepdad does.
Oh, gotcha.
They both have nose piercings. And they used to have, like, literally the same thing as me. It's like the black ring. So that was just like the look I knew. So that's what I wanted when I got my nose pierced.
That's fair.
Let's combine these two trains of thought. Would you get a tongue piercing?
No.
That would be like the worst.
I think piercing wise, if I was to get more piercings, I'd pierce my ears more because I only have two ear piercings. I'd get more ear piercings. Maybe I'd pierce like a different part of my nose again. Like, I don't know if I'd get a septum or anything like that, but I'd be open to the idea of getting another nose piercing. But I think past that, I don't think I'd get many more piercings, just in general. Because for me, I just don't think they'd look good. On me, at least. Although I've had people tell me they think I should get an eyebrow piercing, but I don't want to do that.
I want to get a septum piercing, I think. Like, right here.
A septum. Like the bull ring?
That's a septum. I want that. I feel like that would look pretty cool.
I think septums do look cool. I would totally get a septum. I just don't really need it right now. That's the thing. The other benefit, too, though, is that with a septum, if you don't like it, you could either flip the ring up. Like, if you don't want it out all the time, you could just flip the ring up. Or you could just, like, take it out and let it heal. Like, it's not that big of a process.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing is, like, okay, picture this. Brand new septum piercing. They take a while to heal. I'm pretty sure, like...
3 to 6 months.
Yeah. It's like, I was just going to say 6 months because, like, worst case scenario, 6 months. I'm probably getting sick within 6 months. The blowing nose process.
Well, that only really affects you for, like, the first couple weeks. Like, when I got my nose pierced, it really only bothered me for, like, 3 weeks. And then you just have to wait because the whole point is that of, like, them saying 3 to 6 months is that it's because they don't want you to change it.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, like, getting sick and, like, having to blow my nose with a septum piercing in.
You should just not get sick.
You're right. I should just lock in. Yeah, take my vitamin C, go to sleep on time, drink a lot of water.
Don't go outside.
Yeah.
Shout out vitamin C.
Vitamin C's good.
Underrated vitamin.
Okay.
Is it?
Secret,
is it underrated?
I feel like that's, like, a very normally rated vitamin.
Actually, I was speaking to my friend Xander the other day, who is a nutrition or dietetics major. I don't remember what the, like, classification is.
Dietetics.
He said vitamin D is, like, the big underrated, which I think you also get from, like, citrus and, like, the sun.
I take vitamin D because vitamin D is good.
Just go outside.
Most are, like, deficient in vitamin D.
Yeah, that's what you're saying.
And especially in the winter. Like, we just don't see the sun long enough.
Yeah.
Like, it's already dark outside, but also think about how much of the day that we spent inside today because it's cold. We did not get enough vitamin D for the day.
Like, we were in a pitch black room for a chunk of the day.
What? Pitch black room? Oh, yeah.
The planetarium.
Yeah. I'm like, no, we weren't, but we were.
I mean, you could count your bed. You're like, when you're sleeping, your bedroom is a pitch black room.
I wish it was a pitch black room. There's too much light in my room. Which is great for during the day, but not good for sleeping.
I thought you had, like, the blackout curtains.
Allegedly.
Allegedly?
Yeah, they're, like, alleged blackout curtains.
But they don't work?
Mm-mm. It's like there's still a lot of light that comes through. And my window's huge.
Your window is massive.
So there's still, like, this much underneath the curtain that's really bright. So, like, even though it's illuminating, like, under my bed, it, like...
You know.
It's
light. Illuminates.
It illuminates. It's light, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do we want to play a song?
Yeah, we could play our first song. We could play Crabs in a Bucket by Dusty Peppers.
You want to play that?
Yeah.
Which, we're playing physical media...
Yeah, we're playing some physical media today. Brought in a CD. I brought in two, but one, and then I opened the case to one, and it's not in there because I was listening to it.
Crabs in a Bucket it's the first one.
Yeah, Crabs in a Bucket by Dusty Pepper.
All right, let's listen to Crabs in a Bucket by
Dusty Pepper, or Dusty Peppers.
Thank you.
Yo, 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 yo. That was Crabs in a Bucket by Dusty Pepper. That CD, we brought this up on air before, but I'm the head of the music department here. So we have access to a lot of CDs, and we were going through them as a department the other day on Thursday. And one of my friends was like, oh, look, like, what is this? Like, can you put this on? It says Crabs in a Bucket. Like, that's funny. And it's like, yeah, let's do it. And it was just one song on, like, you know, a very, like, low-budget-looking CD. Like, it's just a white CD that says Crabs in a Bucket by Dusty Peppers. And it was that song, and it was great. I wanted to share it with you guys.
It was a fun song.
Crabs
in your neighborhood. It got me hyped, like, the guitar solo and everything. Right? It was a good song.
Yeah. While we listen to music, we are, like, also training Brady, which is a lot of fun.
We're explaining stuff to him.
Yeah.
Although, just because the song was called Crabs in a Bucket, have you guys, like, this, like, this is some, like, evolution theory, I guess you could say, that most crustaceans are slowly evolving to become crabs? Like, crab is, like, the end goal of what everything is going to probably evolve into.
That's very cool.
Because, like, there's, like, certain...
crustaceans like shrimp and like things like that, like family.
Yeah, right? like crabs, lobsters, like that kind of realm.
Because yeah, if I'm not wrong, like I know, for example, like the horseshoe crab hasn't evolved like or changed at all. So it's like the perfect creature ever.
Yeah.
So it's like that's the end goal.
Well, crabs.
It is though, right?
They're perfect for their environment. Right. So like the need for survivability breeds change.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I mean.
Okay, and if they're surviving, they don't have to change.
Why do you say... Is this a claim you're making or a claim you heard that crab is the end goal?
Like, this is, like, an actual, like, evolution thing.
A way to become crab?
Like, why is crab an end goal?
So, basically, like, the way... Because, like, with the horseshoe crab, like, they haven't evolved in so long. Crabs are so, like, durable and, like, have a lot of survivability that they don't need to, like, adapt anymore to survive their situation.
I mean, they could adapt to, like, survive boiling water. Like, that would be probably a pretty good thing they should add.
That's yeah, maybe true. We should... Like, maybe, new update just dropped. Crabs
yeah, and then can't we, get boiled humans should anymore. Adapt to just have, like, metal skin. So, like, we can't get cut by anything.
Exactly.
Like, yeah, we could just be, like, full metal. Like, that would be so cool.
Wait, hold on. Are crabs the end goal?
Are crabs the end goal? But, like, there's a lot of species that have not evolved in a long time. And, like, a lot of other species within the same, like, genus are, like, slowly... you know, evolving to be more similar to because of their, like, how survivable they are. I don't know, like, all the facts behind this. I've seen the claim.
Can I tell you what I'm reading?
Yeah.
What I'm seeing?
Hit me. Is this the AI overview or are you nope. looking at?
Okay, perfect. Come on now. I'm...
What are you... Did you just... Were you recording me?
No. That was weird. So basically... The idea that, like, the form of a crab is the quote-unquote end goal of evolution is called carcinization, which is a form of convergent evolution in which non-crab crustaceans evolve a crab-like body plan. The term was introduced into evolutionary biology by this guy Lancelot Alexander Borrowdale, who described it as the many attempts of nature to evolve a crab. I don't know.
Yeah,
but apparently basically, they just have observed that many species have eventually led themselves to having the characterizations of, like, a flat, wide, like, tough, like, surface with,
like a crab shell.
Like a crab shell.
Yeah, because they're durable and survivable.
So the end goal is crab.
The end goal is crab.
So we should really work towards being crabs. Like, should we dedicate the... Should we drop everything?
Should we just crab walk everywhere we go?
Is that achievable naturally? Like, do we have to, like, prosthetically enhance
well, it ourselves? Says, no, it says no. Specifically...
If we think about it hard enough.
Well, okay. It says... The thing says specifically non-crab crustaceans. So I think the first thing is you have to be a crustacean.
Well, okay, how do we get there?
That's...
how do we get there, though?
That's a lot. We'd have to, like...
We want to get there.
I don't even know if humans and crabs share. I think the only thing we'd share is... I'm trying to think of, like, the breakdown of, like... Remember, like...
The tree.
The big
tree.
Heart.
We don't even share a kingdom with them, do we? Because they're not. Are crabs vertebrates? No, they're not.
I took a class on this last semester.
I don't think crabs are
all the answers to this.
I'm pretty sure crabs are invertebrates. I don't think they have spines. Please fact check me on this.
Hold on.
Crabs are like have been like around way longer as like a species than like we have, right?
Yeah, crabs have probably been around since.
Okay, first of all, we are in the same kingdom.
We are
in the animal kingdom.
Oh, okay, my bad.
You're fine.
So what's the one after that?
Okay, we're both bilaterally symmetrical, which is like you can cut us in half.
You cut us in half.
Yes, and we will be roughly symmetrical. Mm. So like, for example, like what's a good example? Like a jellyfish wouldn't, I'm pretty sure. They're not bilaterally symmetrical.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay.
But are they vertebrates? That's the question I want answered right now. I'm sorry.
Crabs have, I don't know. Hold on. Are crabs invertebrates?
Because I feel like
crabs are invertebrates.
They're invertebrates. Okay, so we have a very long distance.
Crabs are so cool.
From a crab,
they are definitely one of the coolest.
Like
animals.
Creatures, yeah.
Yeah,
they're
100%.
I'll agree. Like crabs are cool. I mean, especially now that we've talked about crabs being cool.
What's your favorite crab?
Okay, wait, hold up.
I've always liked blue crabs just because it's different.
They are cool.
It's like usually they're red, so now you're blue. That's cool.
Have you guys ever seen that like boxing shrimp? I don't know what the
mantis shrimp.
The mantis pistol shrimp.
Yeah,
it's the coolest thing ever.
It is. It is so, like, I read a study.
Okay.
That basically when the mantis shrimp makes when it punches something and makes contact in the water, it has so much force behind it that it creates, like, a mini
sonic
sun.
Boom.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, mini it,
like,
sun?
Yeah,
it's
so hot.
It snaps its like, so pinchers hot. Together, right? It, like, snaps its pinchers.
I think it just goes like this.
Like,
oh,
really?
It's so...
It's like a punch.
If you see,
that's so cool.
It's a punch. It has, like, the... It has the strongest punch when you compare, like, its body size to the PSI of punch it's making.
Yeah. That's why it's called the pistol shrimp, because it's...
I don't think...
It's like shooting a gun.
Yeah.
Like, that's how much force it produces.
I don't think the pistol shrimp's goal is to become a crab if...
I'm just saying it's a cool animal.
And no, I'm going back to your statement previously.
Oh, the mantis shrimp will become a crab.
But maybe it'll become like a mantis crab.
Think
like,
about how unbeatable the mantis shrimp is if it has a crab-shaped body, but can create mini suns.
Well, would it be stronger proportionally to its body then? Would it be even stronger?
Yeah, if it grows in size.
That would be ridiculously overpowered. They would need to nerf him instantly.
They would. That's probably why it hasn't happened. Yeah. They patched it before it could even happen. Well, we just can't let it happen.
Well, because think about it. Think of how small... Like, the mantis shrimp isn't that big.
No.
And
how big is it?
It's a shrimp size.
I would say it's probably...
I feel like it's smaller than like a shrimp.
I think you're right.
There's shrimp and then there's like shrimp.
It's probably like a couple inches. I'd say it's under...
Well...
Like, it's probably 8 inches. Bam. That's my guess.
That's huge.
That's very large for a shrimp, I'd say.
But I think that kind of makes sense. I actually have no
that's
idea.
That's very large guessing. For a shrimp, I'd say.
Are we saying four? Maybe have it. Make it
mantis
four.
Shrimps are aggressive, colorful marine crustaceans.
Oh, they are crustaceans.
So. Yeah, yeah. We've known this.
You heard it here first.
I thought we knew they were crustaceans.
Yeah, well, that means they can become crab.
Yeah, that's the goal.
They're a non-crab
crustacean.
That's the end
goal.
That's true. Wait, hold up. Okay, 2 to 10 inches.
Okay, he was in the ballpark.
I
was in the ballpark.
Yeah, you were. Wait, so what happens
if my favorite crab,
mantis shrimp undergoes
carcinization?
My favorite crab is probably the coconut crab.
Those are terrifying.
They're terrifying. They're so cool, though. And there's like this huge theory that Amelia Earhart? I don't remember.
Earhart.
When she flew her plane and crashed, that like she was like her whole like flight was like taken over by coconut crabs, and that's why there's no like evidence as to like where she is. Which is like a pretty cool and interesting theory.
Wait, say the theory again, because I was reading about what happens if the mantis shrimp undergoes carcinization.
Well, what will happen?
They just explained that it would become more crab-like, which kind of isn't helpful because we know that. But
I mean, Nate's the expert here. We know that.
Yeah.
I'm not the expert. I just know information.
Wait,
it says the. Sorry.
No, you're good. Go.
It says the specialized punching, like the punching arms, would probably become less dominant. So, like, it probably wouldn't even, like, be punching anymore.
I suppose having, like, a crab arm that can do that is a bit more, like...
It's hard.
It's probably harder to move.
Yeah.
You know, well, the bigger you get.
I would assume that, like, the reason the mantis shrimp, like, stays the size, like, 2 to 10 inches, like, the size it does, is because if it got any bigger and generated more force, I think it would kill, like, it would not only would it beat up anything
it would kill itself
to punch,
in the process.
It would harm itself in the process.
Yeah. Probably, yeah.
This is possible. Also, like, because I'm just looking at the mantis shrimp anatomy now, and, like, I mean, look at, like, mantis arms. Like, they're just much more, like, they're literally like this.
Proportionally
they're curled.
Smaller.
Yeah. They're curled. So it's like, bam, like, a punch is doable and quick and easy. But, like, if you're a crab, you're like this.
Yeah.
You're not, like, able to generate as much force from just that natural shape of a crab. So maybe that's why it hasn't undergone carcinization yet.
I don't know. I mean, we'll probably never... We'll probably never know because evolution takes forever to occur.
This is true.
They have to archive this so that, like, the future generations can see that we came up with this
yeah,
idea.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, they're like, whoa, new, we discovered a new species, the mantis crab. Like, it's 2026, we discovered the mantis crab.
I just looked up mantis crab.
We've been knowing the mantis
The mantis
crab.
Shrimp came up. Whoa, there's a video that just came up, and it's a video showing a mantis shrimp attacking and defeating a crab, which means the mantis shrimp can pierce. So, okay, mantis shrimp solos. Is mantis shrimp Gojo? You know how it's like Gojo Satoru? It's like mantis shrimp.
Well, then who... Well,
things have been incredibly different shrimp, ever since mantis shrimp came
Would the
to
mantis
be.
Shrimp be Gojo or would it be Sukuna?
No, I think...
Is this a threat to humanity?
No.
Are you sure?
Do,
like,
you think,
do we know?
Do you think Cordyceps is a threat to humanity? Like, you think Last of
like
Us
the Last
is
of
low
us.
Key onto something?
I think if they're, I think it's true in a sense. I'm pretty sure they've, like, talked about this. Like, scientists have talked about this. If there is ever to be, like, some sort of, like, zombie virus,
mm-hmm.
it would
be
fungi. In some way.
It would. Which is, like,
which
cool?
There would be so many, like, horny, like, fungi jokes to make. Like, you know, like, I just love that stuff.
Like oh, you're...
I'm getting chased by a zombie. You look like a fungi. Like...
Yeah. Oh, I'm getting chased by a zombie.
Well,
yeah.
Wait, well, best mushroom joke or like fungi joke other than fungi.
That's the base. That's the classic. You can't go wrong.
I can't think of one.
I could be like, oh my God, thank God there's no zombies out here because there's so much room to hang out.
I was going
to
say that. I was going to say,
I was never going to think of that.
In a zombie apocalypse, you can't leave mushroom for mistake. Like, that's where I was going with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that. You could also say,
uh-huh.
So, like, okay, I have to paint the picture. So I work in an aquarium, but specifically I work in the...
The crab section?
No, not... I wish.
This is, like, for the joke? This is not, like...
No, this is for the joke.
Yeah, this is not, like, Canon and Lord Jesse? Like, this
no,
is just, like, for the
I
joke?
I don't work for an aquarium. But I do in this scenario, and I am, like, one of the people that, like, feed, like... the animals. So I, like, go around and I just feed a lot of the animals. Unfortunately, I don't ever feed the crabs.
Okay.
It's just how they
you're dealing
they,
with like,
how
they you're dealing with mainly fish.
Yeah, and seals specifically.
Okay.
And
so you're a seal trainer?
I'm a seal like feeder. I don't train them.
Like in the like just shows?
I just
like,
feed
you train them.
Them
with the shows like the buckets.
Well, that's a trainer.
No. I never train them. I just go there and I give them the fish and I leave. But there's this one seal I really like. So ask me which seal's my favorite.
Which seal is your favorite?
I like Mycelium.
That's what a joke.
Mycelium? Mycelium?
I got it.
But back to the Last of Us thing. Like it makes sense when you think about it.
It's not far-fetched.
It's not crazy. It's not a crazy conspiracy
for
that
to occur.
Who came
up with like that concept? Like, that's a good, like, good job. Good zombie apocalypse type thing.
Well, it's different from the game to the show slightly, and just how it begins. Because in the show, have either of you watched? Actually, I don't.
Nope. I've watched the season one, and that's it.
I started like the first episode with my family, but then I told myself because I was in like a strict like story game like arc of my life where I just wanted to play like consume as much like media ever. And I got to the point where it's like, all right, it's time to play The Last of Us. I want to play the games before I watch the show.
And you never
and
play
I just
games.
Never play the games because there's like so much money.
This isn't really a spoiler. It's just like it's exposition.
Right.
So basically, the way that it spreads in the show is that the fungi. So basically, the fungi that Jesse talked about before,
Cordyceps
yeah. exists in real life. Yeah. But the reason they can't take over humans is because they can't survive in the at human body temperature.
Okay.
So they basically can't survive at like 98 yet. Degrees.
It's a little comforting.
Yet. That's the,
yeah, yet.
Yet is the key thing.
Is their end goal? Is the Cordyceps end goal also to be crabs? Or?
No, it's a fungi, not a crustacean.
Well, but maybe. Ooh, but they take over ants. So maybe their end goal is to take over crabs. Is that how they win?
Oh my god! Imagine a pistol shrimp gets taken over by Cordyceps. We are doomed. Humanity is doomed.
We're doomed.
And then they undergo carcinization, but they keep the mantis parts that they want.
Dude, we'd be cursed.
Unstoppable force of nature.
But anyways,
sorry.
So basically, in the world of The Last of Us. Because of climate change, the fungi is able to survive in hotter and hotter climates.
Yeah.
And what happens is that it gets into bread. It gets into, yeast.
Is that what happens?
That's what happens. It gets into yeast.
In the show or the game?
In the show. In the it's kind of like this in the game, but, it's not specifically through bread. It's just through, the air. It's airborne in the game.
I kind of like the show. Usually I don't like show adaptation, but I kind of find the concept of it just getting in bread.
Well, it makes sense because, I think they're going off the fact that, yeast...
Yeah, is a fungi.
Right.
Yeah. That's but cool. It's not Cordyceps.
No.
So well, how'd that happen?
Cordyceps... No. Cordyceps mixes with, yeast, pretty much. Somehow Cordyceps gets into, like a bread plant, for example.
Okay.
And then it's... And because it could survive, the hot temperatures of, baking bread, for example.
Yeah.
It survives the baking process.
Were they in, a normal society before all that happened?
Yeah, they were in a normal, world. And then what happens is that, this bread with Cordyceps is now getting distributed, amongst the world.
Mm-hmm.
And it, anyone who eats the bread gets infected. In the game, it's airborne. It's spores. It's airborne. So that's why, in the games, Joel, who's played by Pedro Pascal in the show, he wears a gas mask a lot of the time in the game
It's
airborne. But when they did the show adaptation, I think... In Pedro
Pascal's
contract.
He just has too pretty of a face.
I think it was in his contract that they weren't going to mask him. Because if you think about it, Pedro Pascal, before he did Last of Us, the last big show he did was Mandalorian.
Yeah, which where he was masked.
He was masked. He had a helmet on for almost the whole show. So
yeah.
I think they just wanted to, actually use, his face.
It's crazy.
Which,
iconography.
Sorry,
it's so
crazy.
It's, crazy. I remember when, I think it was, 2019 was when Mandalorian came out. I was, because it was, I didn't really, I was still, a kid. I didn't, know about the actors and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And correct me if I'm wrong, I think he was in Game of Thrones, right? But, wasn't that big of a name.
Wasn't he also, no, I don't know, never mind, sorry.
He was, the thing he was mostly known for was Game of Thrones. He played, oh my god! One of the Tyrells. Oh my god!
I haven't seen it. I know
my
I
Game
should.
Of Thrones knowledge is bad. But he was in season 5 of the show, and his performance is great in that show. I loved him in Game of Thrones.
I didn't watch Game of Thrones because I think it's for 40-year-olds.
It's a good show. It's a good. There's
how's that ending though?
It's terrible. It's god awful. But it's fine.
Wait, have you seen Stranger Things, Nate?
Only the first 2 seasons.
Oh, okay, I was going to ask you to compare the 2 finales. Because I've seen, for Stranger Things, I've seen every episode but the finale, and I've been, procrastinating it because I've heard it's very bad.
Mm. Well, from my, so I've only seen the first 2 seasons of Stranger Things.
I mean, those are probably the best. Maybe 3?
I've heard 3 is really good.
3 is amazing.
I think 3 is the peak.
Yeah, definitely. I would have ended it there.
But season 1 and 2 had, just an unmatched vibe. To this day. I mean, I didn't watch any of season 5, and I kind of just don't plan on it because I don't really care. But I feel the vibe of 1 and 2 were so just whoa, no idea what's going on. Part of the fun was it's just this entity that we don't understand. Mm-hmm. And then, which is it's cool that it's Vecna or whatever.
I think Vecna's backstory is super cool, but I just think it ruins the mystery of the show.
Yeah.
There's
just 2 things can be true. I think Vecna is a cool character.
Yeah.
Totally.
I don't, cause I only watched season 1 and season 2. But I know all the creatures and stuff because I play D&D, and I know D&D lore. Is the Vecna lore the same?
I think it's, slightly different.
It's,
I don't know the
it's,
lore.
Okay, it's, either. Okay, basically how they do it, Nate, at least what I've gathered, because I think I've read about, what Vecna is, in D&D lore.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's similar in the terms of, he's, a warlock or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff like that.
Well, Vecna's technically a lich, but...
Okay. That's fine. A lich. But, like a creature like that. But obviously they like, I guess they earthify it and like de-fantasy it. You know what I mean?
Well, because I remember like the Stranger Things mind flayer is very different from the D&D mind flayer.
Mm-hmm. What's the mind flayer like in D&D?
So it's like a guy, right?
No. So in D&D, there
I will flay you now.
So basically in D&D mind flayers, if you ever play Baldur's Gate, like mind flayers is like a huge part of BG3. Yeah. Baldur's Gate 3. Great game. Highly recommend. But basically, what a mind flayer is that they're like a squid tent, like they're like a squid person. So like
yeah, have squid like, person. Like, I knew it wasn't just like a normal like guy walking around, but it's like a squid
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, so they have like tentacles, and basically what it is like they're part of a hive mind.
And, similar.
Yeah, it's pretty.
And they're this like ancient, like race, pretty much that's bent on like controlling the entire cosmos in D&D, pretty much.
There's some parallels, I guess.
Yeah, I would say so, especially in season 3 specifically.
I mean, like, the word hive mind gets thrown around a lot in season 5. It's like to the point where it's kind of ridiculous.
Really?
Well, it's
a hive mind.
Will, you're a hive mind.
A hive mind reference, Lucas Berg.
It's the hive mind.
Oh yeah, Lucas Berg reference.
Lucas Berg reference.
Like the YouTube channel.
It's the hive mind.
Dude. Bro's stuck in a voice line.
I'm in an alternate reality.
Well, anyway, I think where I was going with that is I think Stranger Things is going to be like compared probably to Game of Thrones. Even though I haven't seen Game of Thrones, like in terms of like endings. Even though I haven't seen the ending of Stranger Things either.
Well,
you know nothing. You're comparing two things that you don't know either.
He's comparing apples to oranges right now.
Well, I also go back to.
But he's never had an apple or an orange in this scenario.
He's only had pears.
That's a false statement. I've had. I don't think I've had a pear.
I don't think I've had a pear either.
You guys have never had pears.
I don't want to have a pear.
Irrelevant fruit.
Irrelevant.
What's the point?
I mean, I agree with you. I agree. I don't think pears are all that. But the fact that you've never had a pear is.
I think I've had like once when I was little. That seems. Can be set for like a kiwi. Like I feel like I don't have kiwis that often. Like I don't know about you guys.
You ever have dragon fruit?
Maybe
it tastes like nothing.
No, I don't think so. I've had like dragon fruit flavored stuff.
Passion fruit.
Never had a passion fruit. Like I've never been like, oh yes, I'm gonna eat this passion fruit now. But I've had like a passion fruit flavored.
I thought dragon fruits are like the bougie, like you eat the seeds and everything.
Or is it's that, like the it's oh, no, like those, the no. pink with the white and pomegranates. The black.
I'm thinking pomegranates.
You're thinking pomegranates.
Like I know
or like star fruit.
Never had a star fruit. Wait, have you seen that guy who's like, yes, I've had every fruit. And then they're like, have you ever had this? He's like, if you're asking me if I've had a fruit before, I've had every fruit. And it's just like...
Okay, I kind of want to try some like niche exotic fruits.
You should talk to that guy who's had every fruit.
He's had every single fruit.
He's had every single fruit.
There's no way he's had every fruit.
Dude, he's had every fruit.
No, there's definitely a fruit he hasn't had.
He's had every single fruit.
But do you think there's
that's
like...
That's his whole thing.
But Jesse, do you think there's like, fruits out there on like, let's say like...
Like an unknown fruit, like the mantis shrimp fruit?
No, like on those, you know, like the those islands in the Pacific that still have like...
What are they called? Not, like, what is that? North Sentinel Islands.
Yeah, like...
There's definitely some fruit
there. There's definitely some fruit
okay,
on there.
Like...
We'll never know.
Like theoretically, but he's had every fruit. He's had every
that we know
fruit.
That we know of. I think that'd be a more accurate statement.
That we know of. Sure.
Can we like crossbreed the fruits and make more fruits based off the fruits?
We can, but
there's technically like infinite.
But he's
fruits.
Had every fruit.
There's like infinite fruit possibilities here.
Well, okay. So if he said every
finite
fruit.
Infinite or infinite infinite,
we're not going back to this.
Okay, wait, no. But
there
rewind.
Is finite infinity. Yeah,
rewind. If he's had every fruit, does that mean he's had every kind of apple? Because that's
yes,
a
that's
lot of apples.
That's what he's saying. He's like,
just that alone is ridiculous.
I know. He's like the TikTok. The commenters would be like, "Have you had like blah 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 apple? Like super rare. Like, have you had the enchanted golden apple from Minecraft?" He's like, "Yes, I've had every apple. Like,
I've had every apple. Fruits.
He's had the notch.
I love how he says it too. He's like, "Yeah, I've had every fruit. Like, he's kind of like tired of people questioning.
But it's like his whole bit too. Like, that's his whole thing.
You never actually wanted fruit. What you wanted was chocolate.
So what you wanted was to hunt.
What you wanted was crab.
Raw liver.
Raw liver. You play game because you want to hunt.
Why do you hunt? Because you want to play football. Why do you hunt? Because you want to play video games.
JR, why do you hunt?
JR, if you're listening, why do you hunt?
Why do you hunt, JR? I do. Back to the board game thing, though. Like, this was, we're really
we go way
far
back.
Removed from this.
Whoa.
Wow. That was
like 45 minutes
ago.
That was
like 10 conversations ago.
We just said games.
Oh, okay. No, that wasn't that long ago.
It wasn't.
Yeah, we were talking.
I want to play Catan really bad.
We have to get Catan.
I know
really
someone.
Bad.
Can you educate me on what Catan is?
You don't know what Catan is.
You don't know Settlers of Catan?
So basically,
please stop that.
You're talking like the guy at the
Benjamin Curly.
You're talking at the guy at the planetarium today where he starts reading like the ancient scroll, where he just switches up his entire voice.
He's like,
the ancient people.
Oh yeah, and then they like list everything.
Yeah, like it was just a list.
A fish hook, a baler.
It was a very cool presentation, but that kind of took me out a little bit.
I can't remember the other two.
No. A fish hook.
There was like a baler. It was like the barrel of like a big barrel. The very first
one. Is that not what a baler is?
That's what the baler is. The baler is the one like, okay, so baler is like, oh no, the boat's filling with water. We need to bail the water out.
Right. And then there's the guy carrying the boat. Wasn't that one of them too? I don't remember.
The fish hook.
I didn't have my glasses.
Wait, what were the other two items?
No, because one of the pictures of a guy carrying hook. Something. Like he was carrying the boat on top or something.
No, there was
the fish hook.
You're thinking of the strong man who was in like
maybe the
first one. That was in like the Native American constellations.
Yeah.
And it was like that one, like I don't actually remember what.
Well,
he
okay.
Did.
The four Polynesian ones, it was the fish hook, the baler. Maui's hook.
No, that was the
fish
hook.
Yeah,
the
same thing.
I thought there were two hooks.
No, he had the fish hook.
One of them was like something that's like a hook, but it wasn't called a hook. It was called a...
I thought Maui's hook and the fish hook were two different things.
Also, just as a reference, it's 5:56.
Yeah, we'll hit our break soon.
We're going to hit a break.
We played one song. We said we were going
to... Wait, but it was low-key good because it led us to talking about crabs, and I'm incredibly happy we talked about crabs.
I'm happy we talked about crabs.
Crabs are really cool.
Crabs are cool. They're cool creatures.
What?
And they taste delicious.
For tool.
I only had crab the first time, like, last Christmas.
Christmas?
Yeah, because my uncle... Or Christmas or Thanksgiving, my uncle...
You've crabbed
either
for
of
it?
Those is crazy.
Yeah, I guess. My uncle is like a very good chef, and I don't remember where he got them from, but he just got these like king crab legs. So that's all I've ever had is like the king crab legs. It was like my first time using like the, you know, like the things like crack the, what do you call it? Like the exoskeleton?
Like, shell.
The shell.
The impenetrable crab shell.
The impenetrable crab shell that we'll never be able to replicate because
we're not crustaceans. That's so unfortunate.
Unfortunately,
you know what game I really want to play? A crab's treasure.
Me as well.
That game.
Wait, can we please play the song when we get back? You know that one song from A Crab's Treasure?
It's we can play that song. It's a banger.
I love Souls Likes. Like, I used to watch this guy on YouTube who just like played like those type of games, and like I knew about that game like a year before it came out. It was like the coolest thing ever.
Nice. Wait, by the way, I have the four constellations.
All right, hit us.
So we have the Baler
of
Makalii.
Mm-hmm.
So the Baler, we knew the Baler. Then we have the Backbone, which I don't think is what the word they used, but it is this Maybe thing, not. Which was like, it was like a spine for navigation.
Yes, I remember that.
Oh, yes.
I remember.
Was it called the Backbone?
I don't think he called it. I don't remember.
I feel like he used
it.
A different word.
I remember he said it was the backbone of like...
Of navigation.
Navigation. But I don't know if he called it the Backbone.
Okay. Then the Fishhook of Maui.
Okay.
Then the Kite. Which I remember, because they were saying like there was that story.
Duel.
Yeah, there was the kite duel, and then one of them lost their kite. So the one who had their kite, they're like, it meant like love and like leadership,
yeah.
Which is like important for navigators back in the day, like those qualities. So, which is cool.
I will say, like, that whole experience was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Like, I guess I knew that like those were Greek mythology, like the constellations we always use.
Mm-hmm.
But it's cool, like, seeing that, like, we don't learn about the other ones.
Yeah.
It's cool seeing, like
learning of, like, what other cultures,
like, different perspective. It's, like, geographical, like how you raise, like, culture. Like, they see the same thing, and they get different things out of it, which I think is, like, very cool in content.
Well, it's also, like, a cool thing is, I think we have to take our break.
Yeah, we're going to take our break, and then we'll come back. Maybe we'll yap for, like, a minute or two, and then we'll play that song from...
Crab's Treasure.
Crab's Treasure. And then I also want to play another song.
Yeah, and then we'll just start playing
And
songs.
We'll just start playing music, and you'll hear our voices every now and then.
Yeah.
So
keep it locked.
Keep it locked.
Guys.
What?
I think we're lost.
No, don't say that.
I really don't know where we are. I think we lost the signal.
I thought that the thing that you had, it worked. What happened?
No, I don't know.
Oh, don't say that.
Please.
What was that noise?
Oh, If you're listening to this, please tune into WONY 90.9 FM.
Oh my God!
Please. No! 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 No!
This is the sound of E. coli splashing around in raw hamburger juice on your cutting board. And it looks like Mom just put the tomatoes and onions on there, too. Don't let E. coli mosh with your food. An estimated 3,000 Americans